Blog Talk Radio.
Isn't that special that God will love us forever and ever, not sometime, but all the time forever? Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our next chapter, Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Our scripture reads, honor a widow that a widow is indeed. That's what God says, and just like he said, he will love us forever. In the scripture, 1 Timothy 5:3 says, honor widows that are widows indeed. So he's always thinking of you during this time. And I am so glad that you decided to tune in tonight and that you are awake. You are awake. I am awake, but it took some time. It took a lot out of me to stay awake tonight. For some reason, my body got a little relaxed early, but I am wide awake now. We have lots of announcements. I will be giving you the information at the very end of the program, and I have some things that some tips that will also help you as well. But right now, what we're going to do is I am going to tell you how much God loves you. And if you were all alone and just sitting there reminiscing and thinking, just think about you being in a room with him all alone. And, you know, he's normally there sometimes we just don't hear him when his presence is there. But this is something I think that he would be saying to you. He would say, I want you to love me. I want you to listen to my voice and to hold fast to me, for I am your life. This is the way to wisdom. I am training you to stay close to me as you walk along. This is the way to wisdom. I am training you to stay close to me as you walk along this path. In any close relationship, listening and loving are vital, important, and they are interconnected. Listen to me as I rejoice over you with gladness and quiet you with my love. Ask the Holy Spirit to receive you with my glorious love in full measure. Just like Jason Nelson said in the song, he will love you forever. This will dramatically increase your love for me. The world is full of danger, so it is wise to hold tightly to my hand. Listen through my spirit and my word. While I talk you through tough times, and there is this time right now, it can be very tough and difficult and lonely. Pour out your heart to me, remembering that I am your refuge. Yes, God is our refuge. As you stay in dialogue with me, I will help you handle whatever is before you. He will do just that. He's done it for me. I don't know if he'll do it for you. Hold fast to me, beloved, for I am your life. God is saying these things to us each and every day. We just have to believe that he hasn't given up on us yet. He's still there walking with us throughout all of these different difficulty times, these times where you are not sure of the decision that you're making, the emotion that you're feeling, the loneliness that you're feeling, all of these different emotions, difficult things right now, and hearing all the difficult things that we hear on the news. It is so difficult at this time in our life. But God wants you to know that he will love you forever and ever. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And he's right there, just like he's asking you to hold out your hands. And he will touch you and give you that comfort and encouragement that you need from the Holy Spirit. So just remember that he is there with you. And here is three scriptures in reminding you. Deuteronomy 30:20. Choose life that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the year he swore to give to his father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Lord your God is in the midst. The mighty one will fade. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. That's saying he will, those quiet moments that you have, he will quiet you with his love. He will embrace you. Open up your hands to him. He will rejoice over you with singing. Trust in him at all times. O people, pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Yes, God is our refuge, and we have to believe that. He's so many things to us. He is our Jehovah Jireh. He is our Prince of Peace. He is our Lord of Lords. He is our King of Kings. He is the great I Am. He's a wonderful counselor. He's the bread of life. And when I'm at my altar in the morning, he's also my bright and morning star. He's all of those things to you. Just believe that you can trust in him and hold fast on his word and his love and his touch. So trust in him at all times. O people, pour out your hearts to him. For God is your refuge. That's coming from Psalm 62:8. And that is all I have as far as encouragement, but I have lots of other information that I want to share with you. I want to share two announcements, and then I have some other things that I want to share that was passed on to me today. On January the 28th, I text all of you the information, but I didn't go in detailed information as far as where it's going to be. But we are going to have a vision board party on January the 28th. We want to have it at the Ellenwood Library. It's closer, you know, Ellenwood could be closer to the cab. Ellenwood could be closer to Clayton. It's, you know, just like Lithonia's right across the street from Decatur. So it's on the Decatur side, really off of River Road. We're having the vision board party there because my home is still not ready for people to come in yet because I got dust all over it, getting someone to come in and dust all the stuff. They finally, believe it or not, they finally finished everything. I got a couple more things that I want done to add to the completion of my renovation. Everything did not come out the way that I wanted it to be, but I am still blessed by what I did receive. But those other little changes that can be made later on. But we're going to have a vision board party Saturday, January the 28th. It's going to be from 10:30 to 12:30. We want you to bring your own scissor and some magazines with things that you might want to cut out. And really, to save time, you might want to look through the magazine and cut some things out now to put on your vision board, things that you're looking for that, you know, for the coming year. And it is a fun thing because I did one. I went to one that was very, it was a lot of fun because, you know, everybody talking about what they want to put on their vision board. And you can put scriptures. I'm going to also be cutting out scriptures and stuff. That if you want to add some scriptures to the vision board, do you have something, a special scripture, you can go ahead and type it and cut it out and bring it with you so you can have it put on your vision board. So get those pictures together from magazine and bring your scissor to add any more things that needed to for your vision board. Let me see. And we will have a light breakfast. We're going to have a light breakfast from Chick-fil-A. Enough to keep the hungry away and enjoy our vision board party. So that's going to be a whole lot of fun. And if you know other widows that wants to come, we can fit quite a bit in the library. So we have reserved that spot for us on January 28th. I'll be sending out the address. And then, like I say, it's in Ellenwood, but it's very close to Decatur because really it's about 6 minutes away from me. So you see how close Ellenwood and Decatur is. So it's going to be at that library now and on February the 18th, we're going to have a Valentine party. We're going to have it at my home. Hopefully, I think I will have everything together by then. No more casual, no more water problems, type problems. But anyway, it's going to be at my home, and we want everybody to wear red. And we're going to have lots of surprises for you. We're not going to tell you about the food. We're not going to tell you about the gifts and the music or whatever. We just want you to come in red and just come and enjoy yourself and have fun. It's going to be Saturday, February the 18th. And I think we're going to schedule it from 1 to 3 p.m. 1 to 3 p.m. on that Saturday, the 18th. Now, Valentine is Tuesday of that week, so some of you might celebrate it before, that weekend before Valentine Day, but we hope that you will spend some time and schedule it now, that you would come and join us February 18th from 1 to 3 p.m. at my home. So those are the two announcements, but someone sent something to me today. One of the widows received something from a friend, and she forwarded it to me. I'm going to go over a couple of them, but I'm going to also send this out to you by text. But I thought, well, I know I read the whole thing. It's 10 different points, important points. It started off, it's from another church forwarded to her and to a friend. And it says, a doctor's advice to all women in 2023. A doctor's advice. So, and these things are really good. If you really focus on this, because these things that we need to be doing. But if I don't finish all 10, I will just go ahead and send it to you. But I wanted to share this because I read it and I thought it was very helpful. We're going to be helpful to me because I know some of the things on there that I can say that I don't do and should be doing. And number one, it says, you can't finish all the chores in one day. Those who did are seriously ill. And this is the funny part. Those who did are seriously ill and some are already dead. But what is really saying that? And when I first retired, oh my soul, I didn't know what to do with my time. I felt if I sat down and didn't do anything, I felt guilty that I should be doing something. But you know one thing? Those things, if you don't get all your chores done in one day, guess what? Those chores will be right there tomorrow. You can get it done tomorrow. There are 7 days in a week, and it's not where you need to finish everything. And I sometimes do that at my checklist. But right now, I do my checklist, to-do list. But what I don't accomplish, it goes to the next day. So, and some of us, we love to clean. Now, I like a clean house. I really do like a clean house. But the things that I have to do now, I really have to spread things out because by the end of the day, I'm exhausted. So I have to spread my sense. I sit down sometimes and maybe look at a show, one of my shows during the day. I don't look at TV throughout the day. It's just certain shows that I like to see just for maybe the first 15 minutes or half an hour of it, just to see what's happening, and then I turn it off or whatever. But you can't finish all your chores in one day. If you got to clean three bathrooms, why try to clean three bathrooms in one day? Clean one today, one tomorrow, and one the next day. Spread it out. And if you want to really clean, come over to 3669 Belmont Abbey Drive. I need you right now to come over. I'll give you the cloth. I'll give you the furniture polish. I have dust all over my house from what they've been doing. So if you love to clean so much, I'll be open my door and let you in. You get started because I can use all of you right now to clean this mess I didn't know that the dust was going to come all the way up to my second floor. It's not as many. It's not as much on my furniture, but I can see where I guess it went through the vents. But let me go to the next one. Please make time to rest. Please make time to rest. It's not a sin to sit down. Put your legs up on the table or pick up some popcorn while reading a book or relaxing. Do something different where you can relax. And I don't know if any of you know about the Emory Clinic. Emory Clinic that talks about Alzheimer's and dementia. They have something going on every Tuesday. And today I took time to listen to it. And you know one thing, your brain. It is so important that you rest your brain. I mean, you're constantly thinking, doing something, whatever. When we don't take time to relax our brain, it is so important to relax. And don't do nothing. Just sit there for a moment. Even if you take, if you have something really that you want to accomplish, just sit down for maybe about 15 minutes and breathe in and out and just relax. Put your feet up or whatever, or even for half an hour. It could be for an hour. I do that because I'm looking for at a show. Sometimes I do sit down for an hour. But just relax. They say it's so important to relax your brains, to just do nothing, because the brain has to recycle. So it's so important. And these are coming from the doctor, not a professional. Please sleep if needed. This headache will go away. And you know one thing? A lot of us have tension headaches. And I have tension headaches because sometimes I be thinking too much. Yes, I'm guilty of some of these things. But when I sit down and relax and don't think about none of those things that are going through my mind, that headache will go away. I do not take aspirin. I do not. The only kind of headaches I get is sinus headache. And I do have to take sinus medicine because it does bother my, it gives me headache and other things as well. Aches and stuff like that. So I have to take that from time to time. But if I will sit and relax, that headache, that tension headache will go away. So that's what one of the things that he says. Those who refuse to take a vacation, leave. Take a break or rest. They miss their family because they died untimely. Number four, it says stop taking sedatives to sleep. And even on Emory Clinic today, it's not good to take those things to sleep. You destroy your brain and your organs when you take that medicine to sleep. So find other ways to go to sleep on your own. Some of us do have sleep acne. At some point, you will start forgetting things. Relax the brain, worry less, think less, laugh more, and smile more. Everything will pass with time. Good stuff in it. Are you trying to do some of these things? Sometimes go and sit quietly outside. Go on your patio. It's cold now, but take a walk. Do nothing. Say nothing. Just admire God's handiwork. Calmly breathe the fresh air and don't hurry. Breathe in and out. Also looked at Tamla Hall's show. And there was this guy talking about exercise and so forth and ways to breathe, how to calm yourself down if you're dealing with a lot of distress and tension, and how to breathe. And when you breathe in, breathe out slowly, very slowly, and just do it several times. And that will calm your spirit down and also try to relieve some of those things and worries that we are constantly worrying about. So it's number five, it says sometimes go sit quietly outside. Do nothing. Say nothing. And just meditate. And just ask God to let his presence come. Number six, sit by your mirror. No, that's not right. Stand by your mirror. Stand by your mirror. Smile to yourself. Laugh. Dance. Sing. This ignites a positive aroma around you so you can radiate. So it's so important that we laugh more. It's so important to laugh. It makes you feel better. What it's saying here, laugh, dance, sing. Look at yourself in the mirror and smile. How beautiful God has, what's that scripture as far as you are fearfully and beautifully made. Number seven, go buy yourself a snack or two or drink something that you choose to do, something that you want to. It makes you feel better too. Eat some ice cream. Eat a candy bar. Or drink something that you enjoy. If you choose to do so, just do something for yourself to unload things that's in your head. That's those thoughts that you need to get rid of. I'm ad-libbing some of these things too. Eight, get the necessary gadget at home to facilitate your work to avoid stress. Stress is the biggest silent killer of women. Heart attacks? You know, stress causes cancer too. Stress causes a lot of different illness. So we must try to avoid some of the stress because it does cause different types of illness. Number nine, if you don't feel well, say so, do something, go to the health center, hospital, I'll call a nurse nearby. Do not just sit there. Some of us say, oh, I'm going to feel better tomorrow. Oh, I'm going to feel better tomorrow. But you know, these days, you really have to go and check on yourself because things happen differently than you ever, you know, imagine. So it is so important that we make sure that we go to the doctor if we're feeling bad and we're not getting better. If we keep feeling bad day by day, we need to do something. So I know it's not easy getting into the doctor's office these days because you have to, you know, it seems like everybody is going now and they have a longer list of people and you have to wait sometimes weeks before you can see the doctor. Well, sometimes just say, I really need to call up and see if they can squeeze you. And sometimes ask them for cancellation. When someone cancels, see if they can fit you in. But just don't sit there, and there are things that you need to take care of your body. Number 10, check your blood pressure and blood sugar from time to time. Whether you are sick or not, it saves many women in the past. So that's another thing. I am going tomorrow. I have a doctor's appointment at 10 o'clock in the morning. I am going to get my blood sugar checked because it was a little bit high recently. And I am going to get it checked because I want to see if what I've been doing lately has helped it to go down or what the situation is going to be. I'm praying that I am okay. I haven't been feeling bad or anything, but it was a little bit high a few months ago when I took some tests. So I'm going to getting checked tomorrow just to make sure I keep myself in check. My blood pressure, sometimes I have a blood pressure machine. I check my blood pressure from time to time just to see if I'm, you know, eating and doing the right thing and it's not affecting me in any way. So please be careful and really be serious about your body. You know, I know some of us love sweets. I love sweets. Oh, my soul, do I love sweets. But I've been going through a sweet withdrawal because I'm trying not to have my sugar to be skyrocketing when I wake in the morning. So I know how it is when you crave certain foods. But try to be very careful, and so you can take care of your, yourself, so you won't have to have other people to take care of you. I just don't want anyone, any of my children, to have to take care of me, really, be honest with you. So I'm really trying to, you know, be healthy. But those are the 10 things that was listed. I'm going to still send these to you. So maybe you can put it up somewhere and stay focused on some of those things so you can stay healthy. Because a lot of time, most of your doctors have those questions and stuff on a sheet that they let you read. Are you doing certain things? Are you falling? Are you, you know, have you fell lately or whatever? So they ask a lot of questions now about things that will probably affect from your ability and also affects you having Alzheimer's or dementia. We don't want that either. We don't want none of those things to happen to you. So be diligent as far as keeping your health in check. But I'll send this out to you in a few days, out by text. I'll make a copy of it. No, I know one thing, I can send it. The person that sent it to me, she sent it by text, so it will be easy for me to forward it to you. So just knowing that God loves you, he is there walking with you, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He is on this journey to, with you together, and we are. The Next Chapter Widows Ministry, and also our seasoned widows who are there to support you as well. Come out to the Vision Board Party and meet some of us that you have not met, because there is a lot of women who are feeling and going through the same thing that you're going through. And by seeing them and each other, encouraging each other, knowing that you have other people that are going through those same emotions that you are going through. And it sometimes really helps being around people that know you, how you really feel. And we want to have fun with this Vision Board Party. And like I say, we are, the Next Chapter, we are getting our calendars together. So this is our first two events. The Vision Board Party, January, and February is the Valentine Party. I don't know what we're going to be doing in March, but we're going to keep adding things to the calendar so we can continue to encourage you and letting you know that you are loved by us as well as you are always loved by God forever and ever. But you are loved by us. And we want to do whatever we can to encourage you and let you know that God is, we are here to help you walk through this journey of grief. Because, you know, God doesn't want you to go through this alone. You don't need to go through this alone at all. We have lots of women who are willing to embrace you through this journey of grief and love on you like you've never been loved before. I mean, I'm not saying but your spouse have never loved on me. I'm just more or less of family members and friends that might not be loving on you. We will. So just know that we are here for you. So be blessed and have a great week. And I will send this information out to you and get ready. Start cutting your stuff out that you want to put on your Vision Board Party. Bring some extra magazines if you have some, so someone else might not have enough to put on a vision board. You can, you know, share your magazines as well, because a lot of people don't buy magazines anymore. I still keep some old ones of mine. So, and I'll be cutting out some scriptures too that also will be encouraging. So, and you can do the same thing. Anything that you want to put on your vision board, just bring it with you. But we're going to have the utensil as far as the arts and crafts that you need, to as far as glue stick and some other stuff. But just all we want you to do is bring a magazine with stuff that you want to put on there and your scissor, and we'll have some other things that you can put on as well. So be blessed and have a great week, and tune in again next week at the same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. And be blessed, and I will talk to you later. I'm getting excited about this Vision Board Party, because that could be really a lot of fun. Good night, and let's listen to Jason Nelson again.
stop this. I'll be committed.